We'll start off with yesterday, a disappointing day for you and Joe. You were representing Wexford in the All-Ireland Junior Doubles Final, beaten, unfortunately, after a tiebreaker. But just sum up that game for us.
Yeah, sure. It's heartbreaking stuff, I suppose. Not every day you get to a senior final, and there's a lot of handball to be played to even get there and be one shot away from winning a title like that. It's hard to take now. It'll be a long couple of days thinking about something like that, but she'd have to be proud of myself and Joe how to get into such a position and how we played over the year to get there. So there's plenty of positives to come from the year, but a tough blow at the minute.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can understand that. But, you know, like you say, getting to the journey to get there must have been really pleasing for you guys as well. But, you know, that's the thing about a tiebreaker. It just comes down to one play. And unfortunately, it just didn't fall your way.
Yeah, no, sure. We had our chance. We had our chance and probably didn't take it. And they took their chance when they got it then too. We'd got them out on 10. They got the 10 first. But we had a little bit of a chance. We could have had it, but we were lucky to get to win the first game too. We had a bit of luck there, and maybe they got that little bit of luck in the tiebreaker and went their way. But that's just sport for you, I suppose.
Beaten by a Kilkenny team as well. Does that kind of add to the hurt a little bit more?
I know, I wouldn't. Now, in fairness, the boys are maybe good friends with the lads. They're sound old fellas, but yeah, there will be a small bit of rivalry there, but no, I wouldn't. We get on well with them, in fairness. There'd be no bad blood between any of the four of us in the alley there yesterday, so we're grand that way.
Good to hear that. But how do you like the doubles setup anyway, given that handball generally is quite a kind of solitary solo sport? But, you know, do you have to change your kind of mindset when you're going into a doubles final like that?
You do. Like, your team as a like in doubles too, you both of you have to play well, and you have to share the play, and you both fellas can have to be in the game. You have to let the other lad play. Like, I know some teams, like, kind of one lad dominates, but the best teams are playing 50-50, and you need to be keeping concentrating and keeping your partner straight, and he needs to be keeping you on the ball too. So it is a small bit different from singles, but still handball at the end of the day.
And how much do you kind of gel with Joe? How important is it to find the right partner, I suppose, when you're going into a big game like that?
Sure. That's it. Sure, Joe's unbelievable. Sure, we have a great, like, connection on the court. Like, because some balls we just, like, we wouldn't even have to call for him. Like, he'd already be gone and covering me when I'm out of position, and I'd be covering him when he's a bit caught. So, some lads just work well together. Like, we haven't even trained a whole lot together. I think we got one training game this year, and the rest has been our championship matches. But we're even from last year, we're always well able to play with each other. Both can play the left, both can play the right, and we're able to cover well. So it helps a lot in a doubles game like that.
Yeah, it must be amazing to have that kind of level of trust and almost this kind of intuition that, like, I know Joe is going to cover me here.
Yeah, like, you can take a chance on it. That's what we're kind of saying. I go in under a few, and if it doesn't work out, Joe's already out covering it. So it takes a bit of pressure off that way. Yeah, like, if you're not right, the other lad will be there for you. And it helps with the confidence and everything like that too.
So that was a runners-up medal you got yesterday. But in happier news, I suppose, going back-to-back in the senior singles softball title here in the county recently. So how much pleasure did that bring you to, you know, not only win a title, but to back it up too?
Aye, it was great. It was great to win the first one last year. And I suppose to win it again then kind of, it means a little bit more, just that you're now once off and everyone will say that. Like, so, and to beat Gavin as well, sure, we did a lot of training over the years growing up. He would have trained me going the whole way up. So it was a strange one to beat him in the county final then. But actually, the big alley's massive here in Wexford, and it was a sellout crowd at the singles and the doubles and yesterday as well. Just shows what handball means down here in Wexford.
And did you find it harder to retain the title, given that, you know, there was kind of a target on your back this year, or is it just getting that first one over the line and then it becomes, you know, I can't actually do this then?
I know there'd be a bit of a pressure, like, with holding it, like, so everyone is going for you, but That kind of just comes with sport and winning. You have to be able to deal with it too. Like some lads can't deal with it. I'd rather be the underdog. I suppose everyone would rather be the underdog. There's no pressure on you, but if you want to be winning titles, you have to deal with the pressure.
Yeah, and taking on a bogey in the final as well obviously adds that little bit of pressure, given that you're kind of two dynasties in this sport here, the Doyles and the Bogies. Did the student become the master then this week?
maybe Asher, I've age on my side, but yeah, Gavin Tree's unbelievable. He's able to turn out every year. He's 50 odd, I don't know, I'm not exactly sure, 52 or 3 years of age. And he's able, if I'm playing like that when I'm that age, I'll be very, very surprised if I can even walk when I'm that age. Never to mind being senior county finals and playing senior All-Ireland handball as well. There's not too many lads in the country in as good a shape as he is for his age, some player.
And he must be some inspiration for you as well to see this, you know, not only can we, you know, win things in this county, but to keep going and to keep have that level of consistency as well.
Ah, that's it, sure. Like, that just shows what the Big Ellie and handball in general means in Wexford. Like, that Gavin, like, it means enough where Gavin is putting a serious amount of time every year at his age in to try win one more, try win another one, try win another one. At his age, and same with other lads, like Tommy Hines played last year, you know, he's injured this year. Like, it just shows you what handball means in Wexford for a lot of lads.
Yeah, and it is kind of the forgotten Gaelic game, I suppose, given this, you know, there is so much focus on football and hurling, but it really has thrived and survived here in Wexford as well. What do you put that down to?
Sure, look, the county board's done a great amount of work in running competitions, like be it the county championship, the county leagues, they've run team events. Like, there's handball on all year round, nearly every day of the year, and they've done a great amount of work, Tony Breen and all them lads in the county board. And not every county is as lucky to have that set up, and like a lot of counties don't even have a county board. They just represent the county in the trial when it comes or whatever. So we're very lucky, and we're always playing games and just keeping you sharp for the All-Ireland series and national tournaments.
Yeah, and it must be incredible then for you to represent those guys on the big days like yesterday.
Yeah, it is, yeah, sure, definitely have an element of pride. Pity we couldn't bring it back for it, but that's just sport.
Yeah, something to aim for next year, I guess.
Yeah, we may go again, I suppose.
Absolutely. And not only are you representing your county and your club and everything on a national level, but an international level as well, because you're off in the States. You're studying in Texas, I believe, over there. You're on a scholarship. So just tell us how that all came about.
Yeah, I did 4 years in Minnesota for my undergrad, and I'm going to Texas now in couple of weeks time for a master's. I probably would have came back, and probably as far back as 2018 we were over in Minneapolis for the world championship, and some of the coaches in the local university to there would have seen us play, and they would have kept in touch and would have become friendly over the years. And then when the time came, the sixth year in school, in secondary school, they would have offered a scholarship, and there was me and another girl from Tyrone that was same age as me, went out for 4 years, and at the same time what another lad from Kilkenny went out for 1 year at the time, and there's another couple of Irish gone to the same college since.
And then, you know, just explain to us, like, college sports over there is obviously huge, like, you know, college football games get 100,000 people at them. What's handball like in America? You mentioned the world championships do be held over there too, so what's the kind of level of reputation that handball has there?
Yeah, well, like, it's a professional sport. Like, we play the pro tour. It's called the Race for Eight. So the top eight seeds get a bonus at the end of the year, and you're playing for prize money throughout the year. I think there's going to be 9 different stops this year coming, starting September to end in the end of April. So it's very busy. And then we play the college tournaments as well, and we play some local regional tournaments. It's a little bit different because it's not NCAA like basketball, football, hockey or whatever. So you can play the professional league and you can play college at the same time, which is nice for us going over.
Yeah, and it must be a different kind of attitude you have to take into a now professional sport, given that it's more kind of just pride and stuff here.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, we play off for all different places. Like, here you lose your round of 16 and say for on a weekend tournament and you're just out and that's it. But there you're back out that evening in a ninth place playoff, or B if you lose in round of eight, you're back out in a fifth place playoff for, and all these points matter, like the all these games matter rather, for different ranking points and different, because it's tiered the whole way down from first to 16, gets points. So every game, like even if you're in a drop down game, that matters. There's money on the line and there's ranking points on the line, and that might change your whole season. If you were to win one ninth place playoff or a fifth place playoff, that might change it from seventh seed to sixth seed, or it could even change it to fifth or fourth, and that'll change your draw in a different tournament where you might have an easier draw to get to a route to a semi final or final. So these games are just as important as if you're just after winning for some people.
Yeah, absolutely. But do you find this they approach the sport differently over there, given that it is kind of our sport? But then I guess you're taking on kind of an Irish style over there too.
Yeah, like there is a couple of other Irish lads, a couple of lads from Galway. The number one player in our on the tour in America is from Galway, and he's actually the coach at Texas A&M that I'll be attending now in a couple of weeks. And his brother's out there, he's a coach in Angelo in Texas. So you'll have your Irish, and you have there's a lot of Mexicans, whether they're from South California or still living down in El Paso in Texas, or maybe across the border in Juarez, Mexico. And we go down there for tournaments too. So, and then you've some Canadians as well, and then you have your Americans as well. So you're seeing all different types of styles every weekend, and you know there's a great kind of camaraderie. You're traveling around the whole country with these lads every couple of weeks, and yeah, sure, it's a great time. And like as soon as you're done handball, sure, we'll be all going out for dinner together, and there's no bad blood or anything like that off the court. So we have a great time, in fairness, going around to all the different cities.
I'm sure you do. And then we've all seen the movies about American colleges and that kind of stuff. I'm sure it's not as wild as those, but you must enjoy the college life over there too.
I know it's been great, yes, sure, it's been great for my handball. I wouldn't say it's wouldn't be as the movies are sort of dramatic, all right. But no, sure, we definitely had a good time and met a lot of interesting people and from all different walks of life across the country, and got to play a lot of handball, got to get my education, and yeah, it was a different experience and definitely something I enjoyed.
And do you enjoy then coming back home then and kind of just relaxing back into your old ways then?
Ah, yeah, definitely. Sure, you come back and meet up with all the lads for the summer and do a small bit of work, and brings you back down to life as you knew it before, and see the lads around the village or whatever. So, no, it's definitely a great mixture. I'm home for probably the bones of 4 months, 4.5 months a year. Like I get a month at Christmas, and then I get nearly 3.5 months at the summer. So, I'm home for. I'm only away for three quarters of the year, a little bit more. So it's a great mixture. I'm home at Christmas, home and for the summer, and I'm back in between. So it's a good setup, in fairness.
Absolutely, and great to see you doing so well, both here and abroad. So what's next for you then, just as we finish up here?
I suppose I'll head back out to Texas now in a couple of weeks. And we're going to have a busy start. There's a tournament in West Texas, I think nearly the first weekend. We'll see if we'll go to that. Then we've a tournament in Mexico. Then that we'll fly down there on a Thursday, and then we'll fly Sunday afternoon after the tournament straight to New York for the World One Wall Championship. And then from New York we'll go to Montana, which will be the second pro stop. So it'll be a busy 10 or 12 days, and then probably back to Texas, and there's another tournament then Portland, Oregon, only about 2 weeks later, and another tournament in Tucson, Arizona the week after that. So it'll be hell for leather there for a couple of weeks.